Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. The coronavirus pandemic has dramatically changed the behavior of most Americans, whether it's working from home, practicing social distancing, or only going out for so-called essential services. Phil Boas, editorial page editor for The Republic, wrote a column with a touch of optimism that those modified behaviors are helping, and he's with me for his weekly appearance to talk about that. Phil, we have to start with your first line in the column. You're calling Matt Drudge a hero? Is that in the ironic sense?
I think fear is useful in the beginning of this crisis, that scaring a lot of people to get indoors and to self-isolate and to get away from their fellow human beings is a really important thing. And I think he's a much more effective than governors who are out there with their stay-at-home orders. It has more power and impact on average people.
So, Phil, we're still too, you know, early to tell, but we're always looking for good news or a flattening of the curve. What do you make of what we're seeing so far in Washington and California? You talk about some of the progress.
So the point of my column, and I wrote it last week and it went online Friday, was to note that in this crisis, it's a really interesting aspect that at the point when everything is at its most frightening, when we're seeing the most amount of death, we're actually well into the past. The deaths that we're seeing, the numbers we're seeing right now, for instance, in New York, in Italy, places like that, are really not a reflection of what is happening on the ground with the infection rate. That on the ground, things have actually gotten better. All of this enormous shutdown of our economy or big parts of our economy and our culture have actually had an impact, and the numbers are beginning to rise, and they're hard to hear amid all the headlines and noise about people dying, but they're starting to show that the self-isolation, the stay-at-home orders, the self-distancing are all having an impact. So in New York, they over the weekend, they just saw for the first time, even as they're reaching this huge number of people dying, they've had 4,000 plus deaths, but they saw for the first time from Friday to Saturday, the first drop in deaths. And they're seeing less hospitalization. They're seeing less people being intubated than had been before. Now, Governor Cuomo in New York has been very cautious about this and just saying, you know, it looks like things could be plateauing, but with this virus, things are very fast moving and we don't know. But if you go to Washington State, which was really the beachhead for the virus in the United States, so its first hotspot, they're seeing numbers, and this comes from a study commissioned by the Bill Gates Foundation, but they're beginning to see the caseload beginning to drop there in Washington State. They've seen a 20% drop in hospitalizations in King County. In Northern California, they've seen new cases diagnosed last week were about two-thirds of what they had been the week before. We're just beginning to see now the success that's coming from these new methods of trying to stop the rate of infection.
Now, what does that tell us about if we or if other countries had taken this threat a little bit more seriously? Because it does sound as though if people practice social distancing or are smarter about these sorts of things, then maybe we could have quelled this a lot more easily. Do you think there will be lessons learned from this one just in case the next one comes along?
No doubt there will be lessons learned, but if anything, much of the response has been universal. It takes time to do the kind of dramatic changing that we have done in the span of a few weeks. I mean, think of how our lives have completely changed. That doesn't happen on a dime. That takes time to really understand how desperate the situation is. You need millions upon millions upon millions of people to understand that, to change dramatically their behavior. And so it has taken time all around the world. And a lot of these countries in large population centers are dealing with the same kind of numbers.
And you've had a lot of response to your column online. I wanted to ask you, does that indicate to you that people are really grasping, they're hoping, they really want to hear some news that doesn't sound like it's getting worse and that politicians and the rest of us aren't getting along, for example?
I have gotten some amazing email on this. One turned into a discussion with a man whose brother is dying from COVID-19 in Brooklyn in New York. And And it was just a remarkable discussion. He was just grateful that, you know, somebody's talking about hope and good news, and it's there. I mean, these are numbers. This is science, and it is showing us that methods that we are taking to slow this down are actually having an impact. Now we're going to have a hard task figuring out how do we ramp our society back up. That's going to be very, very tricky to do. And we have advanced nations that are right there that are showing that it's really difficult to do, to turn the dial back up on our society without sparking the disease again and getting that going.
Yeah, that's the next enormous challenge. Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, as always, thanks and take care of yourself.
Hey, you too. Thank you very much.